Hello,
Hi,
I'm. Hi, guys, it's Yolanda.
Hey, it's Venice.
Hi, Venice, how are you?
I'm good.
Missed you yesterday. I don't know if you came in later or not, but I missed your voice yesterday.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I was there. I came in after roll call, but I was there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And who else is with us?
Hey, it's Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Hanging in here. Took a little nap this evening, but unexpectedly. But so that's
good
helpful. Like, bright-eyed for class now.
Good for you. I usually fall asleep about the last 15 minutes of it. I try to keep awake.
Uh-huh.
We won't tell them.
And it's earlier over there, isn't it? We have the class here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's right after, it's kind of right after lunch, so that's what happens.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've noticed that in conferences and so on. Right after the afternoon class is the one that, well, that's.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Did you look at the slides you sent? The new slides?
I didn't get a chance to look at them yet.
Me either. I didn't know if you were going to ask us about them tonight or not. I don't know.
I'm sure he'll make reference because tonight is the last class before the test.
Yeah.
So he'll probably at least talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've asked Dave because the last week I asked him to see if we could do some time on yesterday about conducting just training seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did indicate last week that he was going to do that on Wednesday, but yesterday I think he forgot and everybody else was clicking off the conference. So I sent him an email asking him if we could schedule another time because I'm with clients right after this meeting ends. So. His experience doing some orientation and awareness seminars to promote this.
Yeah, I'd be interested if you wanted to do that. I'd like to hear about that.
I remember he said he would do that with us, so, yeah, I would like to do that as well. I think that's key.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could do some of the stuff before the first time. You know, and then do it or observe one or something.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
We're hanging in there pretty good.
Be excited for our last class here tonight?
Yeah, it's bittersweet because this has been really nice. So thank you.
Well, good. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Did you get my notes earlier today?
I did not because I haven't turned, I've been with clients all day, so I haven't opened my email.
All right, well, I'm going to wait a minute here before I talk about that, but let me get attendance in the meantime. Is Ruby here?
Woohoo!
And Kathleen?
I'm here.
Good, and Angela? And Susan?
I'm here.
And Bob.
Present for duty.
And Beth.
Yep.
And Venice.
I'm here.
And Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
And Yolanda.
Here.
I got Glenn already. How about Jonathan? How about Terry? Wendy.
Wendy is here.
And Donna. Felicity.
I'm here.
And Ruth. So I'm missing Angela, Jonathan, Terry, Donna, and Ruth. Hopefully be along shortly. So, Glenn and I traded notes earlier today because I screwed up I had promised to stay after class last night to talk about using DISC with a group, and I just totally spaced it. It never even crossed my mind. Clint can't stay tonight. He wanted to hear that. I really can't stay tonight either. So I thought about the possibility. I'm going to be on the road again partially next week and unavailable. But if you want to hear about groups, using DISC with groups, and just a little bit of thought on that, how does next Thursday, the same regular class time, work for you guys? Or, say, for you, Glenn, would that work for you next week?
It won't work for, let me think about it for a minute, my first three, four sessions. I'm doing a training with a tire company out in Kona right now, and I've got this 3 to 4 o'clock time in between each individual client set aside. I don't remember if, but I'm sure I can make that happen. So I don't remember if next week, yes, I do remember now. Next week, because the class isn't there, my client will, everybody will bump up an hour to take the spot of the class. But I can ask my client, this my one client that I see later tonight, on the last one, if he's willing to stay in that for one more week, and then that will free me up. So I think I'm just going to say yes right now, and I think I can make that happen.
All right. So if you guys want to hear about using DISC with groups for 20 or 30 minutes, out on the same bridge this time next week, and not required, you'll have to go if you don't want to, but you want to hear me prattle along about how you can use this with groups?
Is that something you could record and share a link to?
I'll record it as well. I don't know if CTA will post it, but I will tell you that if I record it, I can also download it, and if you want it, drop me an email, and I can send the MP3 to you.
I think I have a compliment. I think I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So just say drop me an email so I have a track for everybody who wants to get this, and I'll do that next week.
Sorry, Dave, was that on Thursday? Did you say
Thursday
at the same time? Thank you.
Yeah. Same time, same bridge. It'll be a lot shorter, maybe 20 to 30 minutes max.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, yes, I'll be there too.
Sorry, last night. I apologize for that, but I'll help you guys out
with that,
so I can.
This is Beth. I'd just like to make an offer in case anybody is in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. I do DISC workshops. I use Inscapes, but I use the Everything Workplace DISC. But if anybody was in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area and interested in coming, you certainly be welcome to come and observe.
I would love to do that. This is Yolanda, and I'm in the New Jersey area. So, if you guys want to write down my email real quick, I don't know if you mind, Dave, if I could just get that out, and whoever would like to contact me. It's Coursing Through Life, CoursingThrughLife, as in Frank, E. @gmail.com.
CoursingThroughLife@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, thanks, Yolanda. I appreciate that very much.
No, thank you, because I would like to keep in touch, especially people in this northeastern area. If we could meet up, that would be great. And anyone else, I would love to hear from you guys.
I got about four folks who said they would like to share their information with others, so I'll be sending those out actually tomorrow sometime.
Perfect. Yeah, I would love.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. I would love to have information of others if they're willing to share it, and certainly mine can be shared. I appreciate that.
And again, if you guys have questions you want to ask me about, also feel free to give me a call. You know, class may be coming to an end, but I'm still available if you guys have questions and things and need help.
Thanks,
Dave.
Thank you.
All right, so let us get started. Lots of stuff to cover today. Quick review of what we've done so far. Think back to the very first session, and we talked about the DISC model we use today, plus the original theory that Dr. Marston put forth back in 1928. We talked about what DISC does, and even more important, what DISC does not do. very important what this did not measure, especially things like intelligence, emotional intelligence, values, those kind of things, because they can allow you to look at a behavioral style and say, the same style, but people are very different. Yes, these reasons why they're very different. We have a lot of background noise again, it sounds like.
I'm sorry, that's me, I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself. Look into the paper, sorry.
All right. We talked about the Johari window in our first session, and the whole idea of opening up that arena to a broader scope through our coaching and through DISC. And DISC lets you do that by giving you that common language you can use and to get the things much quicker. So that's why the Johari window is really quite important to the whole concept behind DISC and the whole idea of coaching. We discussed the behavioral style chart. Hope you guys have had a chance to practice working on that and drawing that on your own. I say talking to people about that. Again, when you draw it by hand, freehand, on the back of the napkin over lunch, very impactful, much more than the fancy things I had made originally when I started doing DISC and saying, isn't this a pretty chart? Yeah, they were pretty. Draw it by hand and talking through it as you drew it, that helps attention much more readily. We discussed the four primary behavioral styles. We talked about tips for coaching each of those styles. And then we got into style combinations the last two sessions together and the importance of those style combinations and some tips for coaching around those things. So that's critical in terms of knowing what how to use DISC as a coach, what to watch for from yourself and from your client's perspective. So questions on that, quick review?
No, I just think I obviously for me I need some time to digest this and everything and look at particularly the coaching tips for the multiple styles and stuff. It's a lot here recovered in a very brief amount of time, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I really encourage you guys to not try and eat the elephant in one big bite, okay? This is a big elephant. Eat it one bite at a time. Practice the skills. Watch TV shows. And characters and say, so what are they displaying? And talk about it out loud with people who you're with, your family or whoever. And why characters behave the way they do. Because most well-developed characters have a lot of behavioral styles you'll see very commonly. Good characters have a very clear style. So a lot of background noise out there. Something going on, sounds like.
I have a question. I don't think you discussed my style. Are there reasons you picked the styles to discuss that you did?
I didn't pick them out for the class pick up because there were certain things I wanted to point out on each one of those styles. I was not ignoring you. So if you want to hear about your style particularly, though, again, you know, give me a call if you have a time together. We can discuss your profile, your style. Again, happy to do that with you guys as well if it's something you could use. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, okay, now we know all this great theory. What do you do with it? How do I administer this thing? Well, there's a couple of ways to do it. You guys saw use the online profile, which is a great little tool because you see you can take the profile in 10 minutes and have your results instantaneously, or you can decide as the administrator to take the profile, I'll show it to them when I'm ready to show it to them. Whether it be in a coaching session or a group session, you can say, have them take the profile, don't give them the results. With online, you can do that. Now, you can also do all this work around just behavioral styles in a paper version. And by paper, I'm talking about a little booklet that you can buy. You can hand it to someone and say, here, take the DISC profile. And it gives those same idea, the same four words, choosing the most, choosing the least, and their scratch-off. And so use like the back of, you know, at the end of a time to scratch off the different characters for the words you're using.
Do we purchase that through you?
Sorry,
do we purchase that through you or am I jumping ahead?
You can. We can have a little bit here, but yes, you can buy those things if you'd like to. the paper version is a lot more work because not just only the scratch-off process, but actually tallying the totals, calculating the graphs, developing that behavioral style, that combination style. There's a whole lot more work to tell the computer, okay, go do this. But it really is quite helpful for people who sit there and say, yeah, I want to see the details behind this. I want to know how it works. A lot of high C types, especially, want to sit there and say, show me the detail. Now, personally, I took one of the disk profiles and scratched up every box on it to see how they all looked and what they all did. That's just me, because I am a DC, don't forget. You can also use the disk paper version. People you have who are not computer literate, or they're afraid of computers. So I did some work a couple of years ago with a construction company. And, you know, they were good people, they were good builders. They didn't have computers in many cases. Okay, we do the paper version for them. You have to allow about 7 to 8 minutes for them to actually respond to the paper version, and then allow 25, 30 minutes to do the calculations. Now it's shorter, because you're doing one with somebody over lunch, for example. You can do it more quickly, but then a group, it'll take 25, 30 minutes to get them all calculated properly. When you do all calculations, you have to do a possible pattern as well. Without that, it's only partially meaningful. Now, sometimes, though, when you do the paper version, if people see how things work, they'll ask you these confusing, why does it work this way question. And quite frankly, you can try and answer those questions, but I generally don't try and answer them because the guys who developed this were a bunch of PhDs who are all smarter than I am. And I don't try and delve into it, which is why things work the way they do. So in your handout there, you have a copy of the page for the responses. You can see it there. It says calculating disk. It shows four words and a most and a least. Separated off by the blue versus the white backgrounds, so you know which group you're working with. But it literally is scratch-off.
Got it.
And with scratch-off, it doesn't show a D, I, S, and C. It shows four different symbols, which later translate into D, I, S, and C. That way, if people scratch something out, they can't say, oh, I got too many Ds. I better change some of this. They're not sure what the symbols mean just as well. All right? So look at that page, calculating disk. It shows you the words. The next page, which says calculating disk 2, that's where you actually do the calculations. It's all part of the workbook that you get when you buy the paper version. Each one is entirely self-contained. So what you do, we talked about graph 1 being from the most responses. Graph 2 came from the least responses. Graph 3 was the difference. What you do is, when they do all the scratch-off, you're going to calculate which ones are which. Look at the D at the most column and say, okay, how many things in there are the character represents D? How many represent I? How many are for S? How many are for C? And there are a handful of words in there that are related to none of the four styles. That's what you have a little star there for. But since there are 28 series of words, you should have a total of 28 characters for D, I, S, C, and none of the above. So that all comes from adding up things in the most column of that response page.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, where are you looking at that?
You have a page in your handouts called Calculating Disk. And same thing with the pictures of a response page.
We got that when?
It's quite a bit.
I've downloaded a lot of things. I'm just not sure which one it is in.
It's marked session 6.
Okay.
So, Dave, I have a quick question for you on calculating disk. When I look at the response page, and yes, I see conveniently the alternating colors, I'm looking to say, hey, I'll just take number one, you know, enthusiastic versus satisfied down at the bottom of four choices, most least. What's the D, what's an I, what's an S, and a C response out of those word choices?
Well, you're choosing, you're saying which word represents me the most. If that's for you, enthusiastic, you would scratch off the most column next to enthusiastic.
Right, I get that.
Underneath that, you would see a symbol.
Right.
The I see, but you see a symbol for that. If you said satisfied is least like you, you scratch off the least box next to satisfied.
Right.
You see a symbol so
the other
there
two,
as well.
So the other two, daring and diplomatic, are, of course, not marked. So I do that. So let's say for that first one I do it. So then how do I score that on where do I enter that? I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Do I put that number for most with enthusiastic being under? In other words, I get the grand totals. I just don't see how you know which category to put them in, D, I, F, and C.
Yeah.
So do the symbols correlate? The symbols correlate to either D, I, S, or C?
Yes. And then the little book that you have that you don't pull this out of, it tells you, count all the squares.
Right.
In the most column. Place that under the D. Count all the stars. Or count all the circle. Place those under the I.
I did it. And this sheet we have doesn't have the symbols on it. So there I go. Okay.
Right. It's part of the book. It's not part of what we have here in front of you, but it's part of the little booklet. Booklets are entirely self-contained.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you calculate the most column that way. Do the least the same way, going through kind of the symbols for the words you marked in the least column. Placing those under the appropriate D, I, S, C, and star. And again, since there are 28 least responses, you have a total of 28 on that row as well.
Right.
And then literally, you're going to take the most in the D column, subtract off the least in the D column, and get the difference. So if we had most for D as 6, least for D as 2, that change would be 6 minus 2 or 4.
Right.
It is very possible and even common, happens every time, you'll have some numbers in that change column that are going to be negative.
Right.
Totally okay. Totally fine the way it is that way. Now, I'll tell you the biggest challenge doing this. You'll get a group, especially in a group, someone will say, I only got 27. Okay. There are 28 boxes, 26 words. You have to have 28. No, I didn't. I only got 27. I checked it 3 times. It was always just the leader of the group that has a mistake, tell you the truth, but that's why it takes more time to do it by hand with a group. Can be useful, and it's cheaper. But again, you have to make sure totals are 28 on each row of those. Except the last row, which you don't care about the stars because you're focusing on the differences. So once you have identified, again, the most row, how many D's, how many I's, how many S's, how many C's, we're actually going to go inside and you're going to create that most chart. I apply those things on a graph. Likewise, to it the least, and most importantly, the difference, the change.
So you know how yesterday you showed us the profile that had 3 points above the line? Would that come out on this? Doing it this way? Would you be able to figure that out?
It could still show this way as well, yes, because if I'm on a graph, just like the graph on page 3 of your computerized version,
right.
It looks
right.
Just like that. So then you have to plot it by hand.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, you have the graph 3 plotted. It also shows you there, let's just see a little in the actual workbook, you'll see another page that says, okay, so what category does this fall into? And it'll actually show you how to calculate the classical pattern. So, it's a lot more work. You don't get a personalized report. I could get off the computerized version. But it's cheaper. And I have to tell you that I carry these things with me virtually all the time. So I'm talking to somebody about DISC, and they're curious about it, interested about it, I'll give them the profile right on the spot. Now, again, my niche was business executives, so doing this over lunch, calculate the graph form, I can do it while I talk because I've done it enough times, I can do that and still maintain a conversation. When you're doing these things, I explain to them as you're doing them, they are dazzled by what you're doing. It's like reading tea leaves. They go, how did you do that? You show them their pattern. They go, that's exactly me. How could you possibly figure that out? They just watched you do it. So I've had many a $25 paper profile lead to a $5,000 workshop. I call that a very good return on my investment.
Yeah.
How many people would you have in a $5,000 workshop?
I maxed it at 24.
Okay.
I want a minimum of at least 12, and 12 sometimes is actually a little small. What you really want to make sure you have is enough people to have some people in the D corner, some in the I, some in the S, mm-hmm. and some in the C. So 12 is a minimum. 24 is about max. I mean, I'll do 25 if I have to, but if it's a bigger group than 24 or so, try to break them into two groups.
Okay.
So when they use paper, say when people can't use the computer, they don't know how to use the computer, that's good. You want to save some money? Paper profiles are cheaper than the online profiles. A lot of C types that want to see how you actually do this. Works as well there. It's great for demonstrating your knowledge of DISC because as you're doing the profile and talking them through it, you're showing them how much you really understand. So my suggestion is if you're going to do some paper profiles, you buy a couple of them, give them to people that are your friends or family, and practice doing them with people you know and love so you know how to do it effectively and quickly. Okay. They're great as a giveaway after a speech. I took a story that I read someplace about four knights of the round table who were supposed to be executed for crimes against the kingdom. And as they were executed, the guillotine doesn't work properly. It fails. So the king releases these guys thinking this must be a message from God to do this. Of course, the four guys out there, one's a D, one's an I, one's an S, and one's a C. And I talk about the reaction each one had to the fact that they were now not going to be executed. And the D got up and he was mad because he'd been accused of this crime and he didn't commit it and he was pissed off. The I gets up and he's thrilled because, hey, he gets to live. They're going to have a big party and celebrate. The S is joined by his family and just wants to be alone and say, thank God that's over. The C says, I can fix this thing. So I turned that into a 30-minute speech and gave it in public a number of times, gave away a DISC profile, and yes, led to more business people seeing how the profile really works. So I gave away about 800 to 100 profiles a year that way for a while when I was helping to build the business up. And a good investment because it paid itself back many times over.
So when it says on this handout here on title when to use paper, there's a first blank here. Just having a need to have that blank filled in. What is the word after not? I haven't been able to grab hold of that.
Technology.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So, questions about this paper concept?
No, I like it.
Yeah, I really encourage you guys to take some time and look at doing a couple of those just to really see how the thing works. If you're going to use it, you know, it's like anything else. Take it apart, put it back together again. That's what the paper profile does for you. All right. So, if you don't want to use paper, you want to use the nice computerized version, that really is a great way to do things. It's much easier, much less painful. The system is called, from Inkscape, is called the EPIC system. And by the way, I just have to start calling them Wiley because they've been sold to a company called Wiley Publishing. So I say Inkscape, they really are Wiley now. And as you guys saw, when you joined the class, I sent you an access code. And that came out of the system. And it, literally, from the time I said, okay, you know, Ruby has joined the class here, it took me about 4 minutes to send her out that access code. It really is very quick to do online. So I can also see then who's completed the report and who hasn't. So when you go online to create an access code for somebody, you have a choice. Do you want to use the Word version, which all of you used, or we discussed briefly the other night, the phrase version, people who have English as a second language, or maybe they're old enough to know what words mean, you can choose. I want the words to be given to them, or use phrases instead of words. It's a simple little checkbox you can use. You can also choose, can they see the report now, or save it till later? For you guys, you can always see it right away. But if I check the other box, it would say, make a take in the profile, you'll see the results at a later time. And when I do workshops, things like that, or even some coaching, I'll show it to them when I'm ready to show it to them, not in advance. And the reason for that is really quite simple. Sometimes if they read it, but they're not sure how this really works, they get some wrong impressions. So I'm starting from behind zero, if you will. So if I talk to them before I give it to them about what this is all about, what it means, and seeing their style myself, these are communicating to them what is really going on with their profile and what it really means to them. You can choose. Do you want just graph 3 or do you want all 3 graphs? Now, again, personally, I always choose all 3 graphs because it tells me about the inconsistencies that might exist. What Wiley has said is that they cannot always validate that all 3 graphs are truly useful. They can't prove they're not. They can't prove they are. So you have the option. In my experience, all 3 graphs are useful to me. So therefore, I always ask for them. You can also choose English or Spanish. And by the way, you can also choose to file them in a certain electronic folder in the system. So you can create a folder for the ABC Can Company.
Right.
And file all the reports together. And then when you're all done, take it into a group workshop, you can sit and say, okay, I've got 15 of them here. Print me out a group report so I know who's in the room with me. So that's good for you to start to know who's who you'll be coaching to. But also, pass out to people in the room. Say, look who people around you are. You can easily see who's the D's, the I's, S's, C's, by combination style. Okay? So, and again, setup time is about 2 minutes per client to set it up. It really is easy to do. Now, I sent you guys this morning a couple different reports you guys can look at about DISC. I'm going to cover those now just for a few minutes here. So, one of them was called the DISC Classic 2.0 Plus Report. Now that report is generated off the same input that you guys used for your own reports. So the way that works is I could generate, as I did for you guys, your District 2.0 classic report. You said, Dave, I really want to see those six supplemental reports. I can go back in the system, call up your report, say, give me additional versions as well for this report. It does it, again, instantaneously. Now, it does cost more than the regular basic disk report cost, but it's not a substantial amount. Well, it's double the price of the base report. The base report at retail is $37.50. You guys got, for the plus report, it's $75 at retail. Doesn't matter if you get one additional report or all six, that's still $75. No more work involved from the client, just you going on site and saying, yep, give me six more reports. The really neat thing is you can tell the client, okay, we've done some good progress with our coaching, and you can then go back and add on one of the six reports, pay for it, get the one extra thing you wanted to see, coach with that for a month or two, then go back and get the next one. So you've already paid for it. Additional reports don't cost anything. It's additional. So whether you get them one at a time or six at one time, the same price.
Huh.
Is that reasonably clear?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Now, the other report I sent you guys was the newer version called Everything Disk. And it shows disk not as the four points in the graph, but as a single bullet in a circle. Now, some folks really love that whole idea of the single bullet in the circle, and some folks hate it. It really is a matter of personal preference. I like the graphs. That's what I use. The ones with the bullet are newer. They are, frankly, prettier. They're also, frankly, more expensive than the other versions are, than the version you guys had are. So I've used them sometimes, but my preference always leans toward the classic version first because I like the graphs. I like seeing the four bullet points as opposed to a single point placed inside of a circle. There are a variety of versions of that second. Sorry, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Sorry, this is Bob. What drives the price? I mean, it's all machine scored. I don't really understand why it would charge more. Is it some like more computing power, more paper? What goes in there?
A couple of things. First of all, I should tell you this: that the work that you do as a respondent was a 28 series of words. It's different for the circular graph. There are, I think, 40 or 50 things you have to respond to, and it's no longer most or least. It's now which of these things applies to you on a scale of 1 to 5. So they are created in a different way.
Okay.
And the report is bigger. I don't want to say better because that's really a subjective term.
Okay.
The big advantage to the circumplex model, the round model, is
mm-hmm.
that there are a variety of versions out there. There's one for management, one for leadership, there's one for sales, and you can take the responses from a single person and create different reports for them.
Okay.
Without having to retake the profile.
Okay.
But again, they are more expensive.
And one more question. How many combinations,
sure.
permutations of different behavioral profiles are there? how many different styles of the profile are there? With everything disk?
Yes.
Let's see, there is an everything disk. Let's see.
No, but number of management mutations where you, the number of different
like classical
styles.
Patterns?
Yes.
Like the classical, yeah. You don't have the same thing with the circumflex. Because all you have is a single point. So it doesn't give the same kind of naming nomenclature to that. It just says you're the D category with a tendency towards C. And doesn't give you the kind of nomenclature they give you on the chart reports.
Okay.
It really becomes a challenge. The reason I don't use it as much really is because of especially things like the D, S opposite or the I, C opposites. They point near the middle someplace and you go like, okay, what does that really tell me? It's not meaningful to me. And so I'm old fashioned that way. I like my charts. I like my graphs. Okay. There are, say, a series of versions that you can use with that circumflex model. Say there's a management report. Say, hang on, where's my paper here? There's a management report. There's a sales profile. There's a work of leaders profile and a workplace profile. They cost different amounts of money every place from about $65 to $150. So they are more expensive, but again, a different view of disk, if you will.
All right.
So, question before I go on, I'm going to move on to a different topic here. All right. So, how do you make money with disk? I think sometimes it's really pretty obvious. It's a coaching add-on. I didn't require it for new clients because I don't believe you have to force someone to become your client. But a lot of people wanted to use it because they knew of my background with disk. They knew of the power of disk, so they asked for it, and you can charge them for it. You can also make it a simple thing. It says to someone, yeah, you want to use this? A single session with me with a profile, which costs you, someplace around $37.50 or less, I'll charge you $200 for the profile and a one-hour session with me to get someone started. DISC gives you that common language to use, so it's a way you can talk to people about the challenges they have without making it sound negative. It opens up the insights into the blind spots they have, which are like the Johari window. It says things that they may not have been aware of. And they can say, is that really me? You can say, yeah, observation, yeah, it really is you. You're not really judging them again, but they are seeing things they didn't see before. It helps identify the natural strengths and weaknesses, identify sources of their fears and conflicts. And what's really great about it is that either with two people together, whether it be boss, employee, co-workers, or husband, spouse, you can use it as a way to help build relationship plans. So, Bob, you're here the high D, and your wife here is the high S. So you can see why we might have some conflict here, can you not? Oh, yeah, I really do see it now. All right, so Bob, what are you going to do to help your spouse, to make it easier for your spouse to communicate with you? How are you going to meet her halfway? And turn to the spouse. And what are you going to do? Let you know what his style is to meet him halfway. And you can help build plans around that on how they can communicate more effectively with each other. Is there a question?
So the last blank is can be used to develop. Did you cover that? Because I missed it.
Relationship plans.
Oh, okay.
And on the one earlier, you said identify sources of, I got conflict, I didn't get the other blank. Growth?
Fears.
Right. Thank you.
So I'll give you guys an example of how this works, relationship plans. I don't do family work.
that invariably when I do disc work with a group, someone will say, does this stuff work at home too? Yes, it does. So I met a guy, I really liked him, and he said, come up with my wife, love each other, you know, communicate well, can you help me? And I said, not really my ball of wax, really, but tell you what, buy me lunch, we'll talk our way through it. So he gave his wife a profile, which, by the way, she was reluctant to do. She just thought it was kind of silly. We came to lunch together. I could see right away she was not a believer, if you will. She was a high C, by the way. And I said, okay, so let's talk about what we found here. And I was having my lunch, and I was talking as I was eating. I said, so Susan, let me just guess here. Last night, when you got the profile for the first time, right? Yeah, it was. Oh, good. And when Sam gave it to you, he didn't look at you. He looked at his computer as he was handing this thing to you, didn't he? Yeah, he was. And he told you to take it, and you didn't want to do it, and you wanted to talk about it. He just kept saying, you got to finish it before lunch tomorrow. Am I right? And by now, he's starting to giggle. Because I'm, you know, I knew what happened the night before they were together. This went on for about 15 minutes or so, that I began to predict his behaviors based on his profile in order to take the assessment herself. By the time we were done with that, she was a full-on believer. And I went from his perspective to her perspective, and they were both right on. So that way we were able to turn and say, so you see, he does love you, but his style is to focus on the task at hand. And he wants to tell you how much he loves you, but it's not something he normally would normally do. And we walked our way through the whole thing over a period of a lunch, and they're doing swimmingly together. So this is a great tool to use that way. And it's easy to create plans and say, now it's your style is this, your style is this, how do you adjust with each other? All right. I mentioned before, you can sell a profile with add-on coaching. Great way to do that. So again, you can sell that profile for X dollars by itself or X dollars plus for coaching. But this Classic 2 Plus has those additional six report options you can pick up. You can do them one at a time. You can do them all at the same time. You can create the 2.0 report that you guys have. Then go back and add on the reports with no work from the individual at all. Just kind of you going online and saying, yep, give me six additional reports here. They pop out just like magic. Very handy that way. They give you and the client a common language to use together that eliminates all the issues of judgment in the words. That common language is really beneficial both with individuals and groups because it allows people to call out bad behaviors, if you will, in a very non-threatening way. So you can use the report to identify areas of opportunity to work with the client on. And as Laura Belson talked to you guys about it, it's the first step toward emotional intelligence. Know yourself. Begin to manage yourself based on how you know yourself, you need to know others. Someone wants a dog. Okay? I use DISC as a way to get into business as a sales tool because business folks like the idea of having a report they can look at. They want something concrete versus just this soft and fuzzy coaching. We'll do a DISC assessment on you. You just have to identify areas to coach around. And they got that. They like that. So, questions about all that stuff.
Can open the door for
emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence.
Okay.
Other questions before I go on? So I show here two options on how to get this. Actually, I have three options. I'll talk about all three of them. Option one is I plan to use this just occasionally with an occasional client, you know, 8 to 10 profiles per year. If a buyer says to me, I'm happy to sell those things to you. The retail price is $37.50. I mentioned that before. All you do is send me an email, say, Dave, or call me. I want a profile for this person, this email address. The bad news is that when you do it that way, it's got my name on there, my company logo, my contact information on there. Now, 8 to 10 a year, that's not a big deal. They're your clients, I'm not going to contact them. But for that amount of profiles, that's the simplest way to do it. Now, if you want to do more than that, option number two is a better option. There is something called an Epic sub-account. What that allows you to do, it allows you to go inside online yourself when you want to report and send out the access code immediately. So you have access to the Inkscape website. You want to do a profile, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to write or call me, thank goodness. Just log on and send it out yourself. It now contains your logo, your contact information as well. But the way it works is it's like a bank account. And that means that, first of all, you have to buy the sub-account, which is $165. And that's a one-time fee, no annual renewal, no other hidden charges. That's the account setup fee. Then you deposit money into the account, and then as you use profiles, you deduct from that balance. So the way they think this thing is really set up is that it's done with something called credits, Epic credits. The standard report you guys got cost 10 credits. So when you do an Epic sub-account, you buy 100 credits up front, enough to do 10 reports. Now, as you begin to use those credits to get down to a lower amount, you just go inside, you buy more credits, I send you an invoice, and you can use them again right away. This is actually cheaper than buying them retail because the price you're going to pay for the credits is $2.90 per credit, which means a 10-credit report now costs you $29, not $37.50. Most reports the first you guys all use here are 10 credits. That plus report is an additional 10 credits. And some of the reports with the circumplex model are 15, some are 25, some newer ones are even 35 credits. But the standard report you guys got is a 10-credit report. It's the one I use by far most often. So that's the option that is frankly easiest. You're going to use a lot of disk. Now, there's a third option. If you're really going to get into disk, you're going to sell hundreds of these things a year. You can do what I did and become a distributor. I don't advise that up front until you know it's really going to be used something a lot because it's several thousand, about $4,000 to become a distributor between 3 and 4. So my advice is use them first. See if you like it. You're going to start selling hundreds per year, then become a distributor. But those are the three ways you can get the disk from through Inkscape or /Wiley through me.
Okay.
So did I confuse everyone here?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I confused someone. I always do. What kind of questions do you have?
My question, hi, this is Glenn. My question center around a little bit of explanation on the assessment we're going to take and a process for that. And secondly, a follow-up on certification, you know, what
I mean, for marketing purposes, things like that, how do we identify what training we've had with through you?
Okay. So the first part of that is the actual test to become certified. Because I'm out of town right now, I won't mail those things out to you guys until Saturday morning.
All right.
You have a week to get them completed. The exam is, you know, obviously it's open book, open notes because you're doing it at home. So you get one chance to pass it, and you really you're gonna type, you're gonna take the email, you're gonna reply to it. You go inside. There are some that say things like check all that apply. There are a couple that are a short essay. It's fairly straightforward. I think there are 35 questions on the test, something like that. But there are multiple answers to them. They say, check all that apply. There are several answers that apply there. Yeah. And if you're not sure about something, you sort of say, well, I checked this box for this reason. It's not right, but your logic is there, and I give you credit for that as well.
All right.
I really want to see to understand how it really works as a real goal, obviously. Sometimes tests can be a little confusing. So show me you understand the material. That's the real key to it. If you some chance you don't pass a test and it's got a pretty high pass rate, you have to take a class over again to get certified. When you complete the test, I'll actually send you a certificate of certification that says you're DISC certified on it is what it says. And you can use that to show that you've been trained in DISC and can use it for certification. And you can display it proudly on your wall or stick on your website if you want to, whatever you think works for you.
Okay.
Do we then call ourselves DISC specialists? Is that the term that you would use?
I did. I love that term, DISC specialist. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I've seen the DISC ninja. I've seen the DISC goddess. I've seen all these things out there, yeah. The real key is, if you know how to use DISC, yeah, that terminology is up to you. The challenge I've seen level four people is that they don't really understand the details of DISC. They call themselves a specialist, and they muck things all up.
Yeah.
You guys have been trained. You need to practice. So I say, watch TV, talk to some of your friends, talk to them, identify their style, then give them a profile, see how close you were, see what caused you to go wrong if you were not there exactly. Practice makes perfect.
So, Dave, with this, and this is, you've covered it, but I'm just going to ask it in this way. So we use this just like when I use, SDI and through Laura and stuff for my practice, and I have, purchased the right to use the Institute's materials and all those things and their certification. So I'm comfortable knowing the liability that as long as I use that, but I just didn't want to get out there and say that this certified and then have an institute or some other place say, excuse me, wait a minute, you're not, and you need to retake that off your marketing.
No, that won't happen to you. Because you'll be DISC certified, and there are a lot of knockoffs of DISC out there. But you'll be DISC certified to be able to use it.
Okay.
And
thank
Dave,
you.
I have
thank
a question
you.
Really quick about, just say hypothetically, someone's going out and pounding the pavement and trying to go on board with a coaching company. What would be the best way to frame your certification as an attribute with that company? I know my question's a little vague here, but is there a certain way to use it on a resume of sorts or in an interview, et cetera?
Sure. I would say that as a coach, I have a number of tools at my disposal, and one of them is DISC, and I am DISC certified to apply DISC with my clients.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there other questions?
Dave, this is Ruth. I have a question about using the profiles, as you said. You were saying it's $37.50, the retail price. Is that for the paper copies as well, and we would just obtain those from you, or is that for the online copy, or, you know, the online profile?
You're right. That's the online version. Paper profiles are $23.50 plus shipping and handling.
Okay, brilliant. Thank
you. So they're costing me to mail it to you. Yeah. And I said, I bought a bunch of those, and I keep them with me all the time. I just pass them out when I need them.
Yeah, I like that idea. Thanks very much.
I will send you guys tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow evening when I get home, actually, or maybe Sunday morning. I'll send you guys a description of the sub-account, so you'll be able to see how that really works in a nice, neat way. So you're going to use this regularly, that's the cheapest way to do it. If you're going to use about 20 profiles, that pays for the sub-account. The discount between the $37.50 and $29.
So
there's no renewal fee on that. It's just a one-time fee, and you're done paying for the account.
So when we're interacting, getting the assessment, say we go the sub-account route, are we using those tools for teamwork? Are we going through that website or just through emailing to you?
No. If you use a sub-account, you'll get a login information. You will log in to the Wiley Epic sub-account.
Okay.
And you'll have direct access to it, which you'll get from me or the credits to put in your account.
Okay.
So when you run low, you'll have two ways. You can send me a note, which is the most common way. Dave, I need another 200 credits. Okay. I'll put them in your account and send you an invoice.
Okay.
Got it. And do we order the paper ones through you, or no, there's other websites we go to just to order the paper disc?
A bunch of websites out there have them for sale, and you can do them that way if you prefer. Or you can say, just drop me a note, tell me you want them, and I'll mail them out to you.
Okay.
I keep a supply on hand because I use them all the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, if you guys have questions, if you're using disc and say, okay, I'm stuck, what do I do now? He goes, I'll have my phone number. Just call me and say, Dave, this is Yolanda. I got a question for you, and I'll be happy to help you.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I appreciate everybody's time, and we'll look forward to the emails so we can connect, and look forward to the exam when it arrives in Hawaii.
He had to throw that in one last time.
He brought it on in there. Yep, sir. Okay.
And you said, I'm sorry, Dave, you said that we have a few days to complete this?
Yeah, I'll send you the exam Saturday morning. Yeah, we have to complete the exam and get it back into May.
And how long will it take before we get the results?
Normally less than 24 hours. Assuming I'm home, less than 24 hours.
Wow. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, good luck. I'll send the exam out to you guys Saturday. I'm sure you'll all do just fine. And if you want to hear about disking groups, I'll be on the call with St. Richard next Thursday night.
Excellent.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you.